I'm regularly asked, how long does the consultation last? I provide a consultation service, obviously. People have problems and I give advice. I listen to the problems. I look at the relevant correspondence. I try to find out and ascertain all the facts. And then I give advice. But people ask, how long does the consultation last? And with the greatest of respect, this is the wrong question to ask. Let me explain. If somebody is coming to me and they are proposing to embark on a claim, some sort of a legal action, whether it's employment related or property related, or indeed, even if it's not a claim, even if it's to do with buying a property, for example, or bringing some sort of litigation, or bringing some sort of an action to challenge a will. Any of these things can lead to significant legal costs and significant risk. Sometimes it is quite apparent from the outset that what is being proposed is absolutely bound to fail. It has no prospect of success in law. In those circumstances, it may only take 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes for me to recognize that this person is embarking or proposing to embark on a course of action that is ultimately going to end in failure. And quite frankly, if it only takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes for me to put them straight, to put them wide, to give them the advice, then how long the consultation lasts is quite frankly immaterial, because the value in the consultation, the money in the consultation, is the saving that I or any solicitor or any professional person, quite frankly, can bring about through their expertise and through their professional training and so on. So it could be a medical issue. You could go to a doctor with a medical situation, or a dentist or a psychiatrist or somebody, and regardless of how long they take, they may very quickly identify, for example, a medical issue, perhaps a heart murmur. In that situation, again, how long the consultation lasts is meaningless. It's a meaningless question. I'm recalling to mind a story one time of a construction of a multi-story, multi-unit apartment block or building in New York City. And it transpired that the block was maybe 20, 30 stories high. And it transpired that there was some problem in the building with the way that the paint had reacted with the concrete or the mortar. And it was apparent in cracking all over the building prior to the opening of the building, prior to the launch, the commercial launch of the building. I think it was a mixture of offices, commercial and apartments. It looked like being an absolute catastrophe. But it transpired that the cause of the cracking was a chemical reaction between the paint and the type of cement or mortar that was used in the construction or in the plastering of the building. It transpired too that one man had the solution. He was a scientist or some sort of a boffin working in a laboratory in the Midwest in the United States. This fella had the solution. And the bottom line was, he wanted something like $1 million for the solution. But the owners of the building, the developers, were perfectly happy to pay it because they needed this multi-million dollar development to launch and launch successfully. They needed to solve the problem. So they arranged a meeting with the guy, and he came along and he had a piece of paper. And on the piece of paper he had some sort of a solution, some sort of a formula, A, identifying how the problem had arisen in the first place, and B, how to fix it. And the meeting lasted approximately 5 minutes. But he got $1 million for it. It was a 5 minute meeting. He provided the solution to the problem. And that's all they wanted. And that's all that was at value or important in the transaction. How long the meeting lasted didn't really make any difference, because this guy had the solution to the problem. So that's why the question, how long does the consultation last, is sort of meaningless. And again, if the solicitor or somebody else, any other professional, for example, could advise you for the sake of, or at a cost of, say, 100 quid, that you were wasting your time and it only took 3 minutes for him to tell you that and explain why, for example, you might be statute barred, then it is money well spent, obviously, if you are prevented from and deterred from embarking on legal proceedings or a cause of action or a course of action that is bound to end in failure and is bound to end in significant cost for you. If you spend a small amount of money and avoid that bullet, avoid that waste, avoid that frustration, and if it only takes 5 minutes, well, what about it? So that's why it's a question I come across very regularly. How long is the consultation? As it happens, I allot or allow a maximum of 1 hour, but oftentimes I don't need an hour. 20 minutes, a half an hour is perfectly fine to explain to somebody why they have or haven't a case. But how long the consultation lasts is not really the important question. Whether I give good advice or not, and whether I can save you a buttload of money or prevent you from spending money on a disastrous property investment, for example, because of some flaw in the planning or some flaw in the title. If I can help you and prevent you from doing that, well then, regardless of whether the consultation is 5 minutes or 5 hours, clearly you are going to be far better off getting decent advice regardless of how long it takes. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If this sort of thing floats your boat, if you have any interest in Irish law or Irish business, I attempt on my YouTube channel to explain in plain language all aspects of Irish law and Irish business. And I have a significant amount of experience in business, having bought my first business in 1986. And I've bought and sold a lot of businesses, a lot of properties since then. As I say, hope you find this useful. If you do, give it a thumbs up down below. Thank you.